You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. Hello and welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And we all hope you guys are having a wonderful day.
A wonderful day.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
What today? December?
It is December the 23rd.
Happy December 23rd, everybody.
Yeah, happy December 23rd, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
That's right. Welcome back to Talk With Us. Hope everybody is well.
I am swell. Who can tell? Yeah, we hope everybody's doing well. We here on this side of town are doing fine. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We are trying to stay festival and trying to stay upbeat. You know, try to usher in that Christmas spirit. You know, right, Quan?
That's right, May.
Because you know that you got to have a Christmas spirit. Because without
you got to have
spirit,
it. You know, you got to have that Christmas spirit.
Because you don't want to be, you know, like the little who kids when the Grinch stole Christmas, right? Everybody in town got a long face.
Well, I see why they had a long face, because he stole all their gifts.
Well, he did steal their gifts. They did.
He stole everything.
That's the.
So I would have had a long face, too.
Well, of course, you know.
You're a mean one.
Yeah,
the Grinch. Mr. Grinch.
So he did take it. So I can see. Okay, but you still don't want to have a face like all the Whoville.
I hope not. I just hope everybody is having a blessed one.
Yeah, we hope everybody's doing good and are safe and are feeling well. We hope you and your family are enjoying the holidays.
That's right.
Yeah.
Guys, before we get started with the show, we would like to give a special shout out to Miss Kira Moore.
Kira Moore. She commented on our podcast and gave some great feedback. We thank you so much, Miss Kira.
Thank you for tuning in,
for listening to us.
That made our day.
You made our day. You put a smile on our faces. And we just wanted to take a time out just to say thank you for chiming in. And thank you for, you know, listening to us and our podcast, because we really do appreciate it.
Yes.
And, guys, so, you know, any of you that feel like you
it was
want
beautiful.
To. Yeah, reach out to us. Even if you got different opinions about things, we thank you for all of that. We thank you for that. And we're just grateful to have you, you know, listening to us in the first place.
So, that's right.
So thank you, Miss Kira Moore. And I want you guys to go check her out. She's a podcaster also. And her podcast is The Perspective Matters. So please go check her out.
Y'all go check her out.
Kira Moore.
Go check her out.
Yes, check her out. So, applauses to Kira. Kira. Thank you, girl.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And so, Quan, what has your week been like?
My week been good. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I had a down week.
Good.
I had a good week.
Yeah.
And the week is not over. So, the days.
Right. I mean, you know, it's near and endearing to, you know, that Christmas Day, so
yeah, right around the corner.
You know, some people be like, "Oh, we just maintaining it, and it's just, you know, it's this, that, and the other." But yeah, I've had a good week, thank God, and
that's good.
You know, and yeah, we're headed toward the 25th by the grace of God, and we just want to keep on, you know, promoting that joy
to
and the reason.
World.
You know, and the reason for the season. And you know what? I don't just say the season, but I say all seasons. And that's Jesus Christ.
That's right.
He is the reason for the season. And it is about him. God gave
all
us
day,
the ultimate
day.
Gift. And that was his son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ gave us the ultimate gift, which he gave his life for us. So that is the true meaning of Christmas. It's not so much about the gifts and what comes in the box. But it's the gift that God gave to us, and that's Jesus. And Jesus gave us life. So, you know, we just try to keep ushering in those good feelings and that good, you know, that good thing about Christmas. And that's what really matters.
What she said. Can y'all tell that her voice is somewhat back now?
It's a little bit better. I'm still
It's not like...
I'm not all the way there at like where I was, But I'm far from where, you know, I had been, because I was at one point, y'all know, I couldn't even talk.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk.
One point, so, it was annoying.
So, yeah. They
just
used
to
say,
hear
they
her
used
talk.
To y'all, they used to tell me, like, just stop talking.
Just hush, please. Stop.
I was trying to. I used to try to explain some things, and it'd be like, just stop talking. But it is better. However, in the afternoons time, you know, when it gets a little bit chillier outside, I kind of get just a little bit raspy. But, you know, it's all good, though.
It is.
It's all good, y'all. It's all good. If I sound like I'm Kermit's cousin, don't worry about it. It'll go away soon. Get out of here, raspy. We don't want you here.
We don't want you here no more.
Oh,
you ain't welcome.
So, Aquan, have you heard about the red giving machines?
No.
I think this is
is that?
It's the red giving machines are back in 10 cities across the United States. Find out where. Okay, I think it's like a giving. It's called Light the World campaign. And there are different ways that people are donating and giving funds that goes directly to a charitable organization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Light the World Giving Machine. So,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, just like people, you know, it's not like a crowdfunding kind of thing, but it's for a really good cause.
That's good.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you remember, you know, like the Salvation Army, honey, stand up there and they ring that little bell.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of something like that, and where people can just like donate, and it goes to a really good cause for people. So if you can donate, you know, you ain't gotta go and just, you know, clear out your account or nothing like that. But you know, if you can give a little token of love, y'all, that'll help out a lot of these.
Just a little token.
Just a little. I like to give a little token of love to, you know, things to different causes and stuff, especially when they are worthy causes. So yeah. So it's about the church's light. And, you know, about Christ and giving back, you know, for a worthy cause. So if you can do it and you're one in the bunch who's able to donate to a worthy cause, then go for it, y'all.
Y'all go for it.
Yeah.
It's always nice to help.
It is. It really is. You know, I like to help. Even if it's not for organization, it could be for a person that, you know, it's a lot of homeless people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and I try when I see them, you know, whatever I have, it may not be much, but I give what I can. Or, you know, what I have, because, you know, it's all about, you know, what's your heart intentions anyway.
It's all about giving back.
Yeah.
But not, you know, keeping everything for yourself.
Yeah. And you
give it back.
You give it in the spirit of Christ, you know?
Yeah.
And you get,
if you got blessings. Christ in you, then you'll be happy to give.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Ooh, y'all, I sounded pretty rough right then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And y'all, I want to do a little bit of Christmas song for y'all too. So Kermit's cousin got up in my throat. I might not can do it all, but y'all, before this show is over, I'm gonna give y'all a little rendition of a Christmas song.
She's gonna sing a Christmas song before we end the show tonight.
I'll give y'all a little something.
It's a little something.
A little
something
for the old raspy girl. Anywho,
what? How many of y'all then went out and seen a Spider-Man movie?
I have not.
I haven't either, and I can't wait to see it.
So you,
I want to go to the movies to see it, but I'm afraid.
Yeah,
I'm afraid to go in there. And I've been wanting.
I actually yesterday saw a couple of people going to the theater.
I want to go too.
I think they were taking the kids because the kids get restless around the house, and they probably just want to just get them out of the house.
Yeah,
and take them to the theater. It wasn't a whole bunch of people, but it was a few there.
I heard the movie was really good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, everybody giving two thumbs up saying the movie is, like, awesome.
Right now, it's
and
probably,
I can't wait to see it.
Probably the best movie.
Go.
You know, they're probably giving it two thumbs up because it's right at this time, it's probably the best thing out. Because I don't really think...
I don't think nothing else
think
out
nothing
that's good.
That's good.
To
you
go
know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it's a Marvel movie, so that would probably ring in the customers, you know? It's probably the best thing going on at theaters right now anyway.
I mean, a lot of people don't want to see it. Like, when I'm on social media, I try not to read too much because they give away.
Get spoilers.
Yeah, they give away everything.
But they tell you sometimes, spoiler alert, don't read it if you don't read it if you don't want to know.
But I can't wait to go see that movie.
So, are you thinking about going to the theater?
I've been
or are
thinking
you
about it.
Trying to stream it on one of the apps.
Now, I've been thinking about going to the theater, but Part of me want to go. Part of me don't want to go because of the COVID. But I really miss sitting in the back of the theater with my popcorn.
Yeah, that's, you know,
it's surround sound.
It's just that feeling of being in a theater. You know,
I miss it.
So if you do go, wear your mask. And I'm sure that you probably have like people spaced out.
Probably will.
Because I'm sure they're not trying to like crowd the theaters like that, you know, right now. So they probably got like a number of people that can probably go in there. And they probably have them like at least a couple feet away, probably 6 feet, you know, between the chairs and stuff.
Yeah.
And if so, then you got your mask on, you know.
And I sit in the back anyway. Yeah. I always sit in the back, no matter what. When I go to the movies, it's always the back row.
Say, look, y'all come in here to watch Spider-Man, and I'm a big fan of Marvel movies. Y'all stay to the front and let me keep back.
Yeah, find your seat that's in the back. That nobody else is around me.
Yeah. But yeah, you can actually do that though. And then if you know, if you're not really trying to eat popcorn stuff, then
I need my popcorn.
You definitely need to make sure that you're sitting all by yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I got to have my popcorn with my drink.
Yeah, because you don't need to have an open mouth and stuff and be sitting around folks. Sitting around folks and they be sneezing and stuff.
And that's the thing. I never like to sit around people when I go to the movie. Unless you, my relative or my friend, we're going to the movie together. But
well, I sit
when I go by myself, I'm by myself.
Yeah. I mean, if I were going by myself, I would probably like to sit by myself too. I don't like to be crammed. And especially be carrying them around strangers.
Exactly.
And
you got to say, when you get up to go to the bathroom, excuse me.
You know, that's the, I hate that. I hate having to walk, you know, like that. You know, like a tight squeeze. You'd be like, excuse me. Oh,
you
sorry.
Remember,
sorry.
You remember when we went to go see the Avengers, the last movie, and the thing was packed?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to sit separate from each other.
It was so packed, y'all. We were like, okay, oh, there she is. She back over there.
We had to squeeze.
Like, what corner is she over there? Okay. Where's my other sister? Oh, she back that way. We couldn't sit together because it was just that many people in there.
Yeah, and then
you'd be like, okay, I want to drink my drink because I've been eating popcorn, but then I don't want to have to go use the bathroom because then I have to walk across, you know, like at least 8 people.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be like, oh, excuse me. Like, oh, did I step on you? Sorry.
I got to hold my
you
want nobody, bathroom
you
break.
You want to be like, wait, what? Get off my foot.
I had to hold it in because I didn't want to walk past somebody.
And then when you
your
hold
butt
it
be in their face and stuff,
you're
like, excuse me.
And then, you know, you try not to turn the opposite way. You want to try to face them, you know, the front where your face is like, you know, toward their face.
Nah.
You don't want to like put your butt in somebody's face.
My,
you know,
my butt be in their face when I'm trying to pass
out. Move your butt. I'm looking at the Marvel.
I know. And they got to scrunch up their legs and stuff. We got to get by.
But if you hold it, y'all, if you hold it and you really got to go, but you are forcing them to hold that, by the time you get up, y'all, and you run to that bathroom, like, yeah, I got to go. I see the bathroom. And then it's full.
I know, right?
Because everybody else been holding their suit.
Yup. That'd be messed up.
And it'd be like, oh, it's full in here. Like, oh, my goodness. That's just what I needed.
Yep.
A packed bathroom really got to go.
I really want to go see the movie, though. I'm thinking about it. Right now, it's on the up and up for me to go.
Y'all, she's a big Marvel fan, so she really is thinking seriously about this thing.
Yep, I am.
She's thinking hard about Spidey.
Yeah, I like Spider-Man. I like the Spider-Man.
Like,
he's funny.
Yeah,
he's a funny guy.
You know, but it's something, I don't know. I like Spider-Man, but I'm not in love with the Spider-Man movies.
I always like the Spider-Man movie, but this one right here is more funny.
Oh, yeah?
Because the other Spider-Man, you know, he wasn't that funny.
Wait, you mean in
the first
third
one,
part?
And the one with Jamie Foxx was on
there. The first one was Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, he wasn't funny at all.
No.
And to me, he wasn't a looker. I'm sorry, he wasn't a looker.
No, I'm sorry.
But in the
y'all.
Second one, he looked too goofy. I didn't like him either. But this one right here, he fits in with the Avengers.
You know what? I think that
because he's younger.
Yeah, he's younger, and being that Spider-Man is a young character, and I think that they probably got the right pick. I think it's Tom Parker. Is it Tom Holland?
Yeah, that's him
that is playing Spider-Man right now. I think Marvel did good by getting him. And I hope they continue to have him because
I know
they need to stop switching
that.
Spider-Man up like this.
They need to.
Why do they keep switching him?
I don't know.
Like, okay, Spider-Man come out. Wait, he don't look the same. He's not.
Well, at least this will be his third movie playing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So he went longer than the rest of them.
I think they're going to stick with him.
I hope so.
I just got a feeling that I feel like that. I feel like they will.
I hope so.
But yeah, and then,
but
you
when
know,
you start getting older, then he gonna be gone too.
Well, yeah, because they got
they got to keep Spider-Man.
They can't have a 47-year-old Spider-Man.
No,
no, he got to stay. So I think right now, Tom Holland, he's fairly young, and he's got this look about him like he can. You know how some people can be older but still look young.
Yeah,
I think he got that face.
Yeah,
so,
he do.
Yeah, so I think that they'll probably be good with just sticking it out with Tom Holland.
What do
you guys think? Are you excited about the Spider-Man movie?
Ones who haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, the ones who haven't seen it.
Are y'all ready to go see it?
If you haven't seen it, are you thinking about going to the theaters? Let us know. Let us know what you feel. It might help Corn out with her decision.
Yeah, y'all help me out with
mine. Right now, she on the line of struggling.
Should I go to the movies or should I scream at home?
She's struggling, y'all. But her heart is telling her, go.
It is.
Go.
It really is.
Spider-Man, you know, Far From Home, he's reeling her in with his well. Reeling her in. He's like, come on, Corn, you can do this. I'm here. I'm in the theater waiting for you.
I wonder when that Thor movie will be coming out. I miss Thor.
Oh, but is the new one coming out?
It's supposed to be. I don't know when they're going to plan on,
I kind of miss the solos too. You know what I'm saying? After all the Avengers and when they got together and, you know, and they kicked butt and stuff like that, you kind of want to go back and see the solo, you know, again, like, you know, when it started off, Thor was a solo, right? So, you know, you want to see him in some action, just, you know, him.
Yeah.
Because we done got the Avengers and they done kicked butt, like I said, and stuff. So you need to kind of go back. But hey, Marvel, if anybody's working for Marvel and they're listening to me right now, don't you put Thor back in that movie like he was in the last part.
He was fat.
And a drunk.
And drunk.
Y'all, don't do that. Marvel, don't do that.
Yeah, it messed up his character.
I'm going to tell you, I was so ready to see Thor because that's one of, you know, the one of the superheroes that I like. But when I seen him, I'm like, who is that? Like, no, y'all.
I thought he was going to turn back to the fake
Thor. I did,
too.
I was waiting. I was actually waiting for him. You know, I thought he was going to, like, get together and then some kind of magic, cause, you know, stuff happening with maybe Thanos could pop, snap them fingers and put him back to where he was. But y'all, he was that way and it was, y'all, that wasn't cool. How
wasn't cool.
How Marvel gonna do that? How y'all gonna make the he God of Thunder the God
movie.
Of the drunk?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
No. And he was a worthy person. So they just completely made him like unworthy.
Pretty much.
So Marvel, please fix that because we can't be having him like that. He can't be with no Bill Bailey and trying to go around throwing a hammer. Because he gonna knock somebody out, kill him. So, you know, because he ain't going to know what he be doing. You know, so we can't have Thor like that. So fix Thor, make sure he's perfect in the movies. Okay?
All right, y'all heard
Liam?
It from May.
Okay.
Y'all fix him.
That's Chris, right? Chris Hemsworth, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I just said Liam, but Liam is cute too. He's his brother.
Yeah, he's cute too.
Yeah.
They look just alike, so.
But I think he needs to get a better agent or something. Because they could put him in some better movies.
They should.
Yeah. But yeah, Marvel, if you're listening to me and you're probably not.
No, they're not. Not yet. Not until our podcast.
Marvel,
get,
but
like,
Marvel, we are fans. So yeah. Hey, Marvel, we love your movies. Get us there, okay? Help us help a girl out. Marvel, come on.
On what?
On getting our podcast. You know, let us promote. Let us promote it. Come on, let us promote Marvel movies.
I guess we have to be that type of podcast show.
We can
where
be
we
that.
Talk about
we
nothing
that.
But Marvel
hey,
stuff.
Hey, they want to reach every part of the world, right? They don't care who you are as long as you go to the theater and get one of them tickets.
No.
Because they want you to buy those tickets. So hey, Marvel, we can work for you. Call us.
Call us.
DM us.
Yeah, because you can't call us.
DM
but you
us.
Can find us on Instagram, Marvel.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, speaking of that right there. Okay, y'all, I know we told y'all about this a while ago, Juan, about our YouTube channel. We are in the process of, you know, getting ready to start that. However, I do have a solo channel on YouTube. It's May Thomas. I want you guys to go there and check out my videos. I'm just starting up.
Subscribe to her channel,
yeah,
y'all.
Please subscribe and help a girl out, okay? Because I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying. But we're going to get our podcast together. And, yeah, and where you guys can actually view us. And, you know, we can reach more people, you know, in that spectrum. So, yeah, that's what
and
we're going to
be
doing. So, y'all just, you know, look out for us now because we're coming.
It should be like in next year.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah, so we should
get everything
doing
prepared.
Some new things, yeah. Getting a little bit more equipment. But yeah, so
we're y'all gonna be able to see our face.
Yeah, y'all. So we're gonna
see
be,
our movements
yeah,
while we're talking about the news.
And y'all
and
gonna
stuff.
Get to see y'all can feel closer to us. Y'all wanna feel close to us. We wanna feel close to y'all. So we're gonna do that. But yeah, y'all go ahead and check out my YouTube channel, May Thomas.
Okay? Y'all subscribe to her channel, like her channel, follow her channel. Help her channel grow.
Yeah.
Help her YouTube page
And you'll
grow.
See, okay, because you know how it's like more than one person on YouTube with the same name? All right, you'll see my picture. It's a circle, and I'm in blue, okay?
Now, you could change that picture.
I know,
you
but that's
say it's a circle.
I know,
blue.
Right now, I think I'm just gonna, no, I'm in the picture.
I know you're in the picture.
How would you do that though? Because I don't want you to get me mixed up with another May Thomas. Because it's the other May Thomas.
You can put May Thomas 23 or May Thomas the end of your zip code or something.
Okay, You know what? I'm gonna change that because when I sometimes people looking up, it'd be like four or five different May Thomas.
I did that when I tried to look up your page more than May Thomas, but it wasn't you. It was different May Thomas.
It was a different May Thomas, and I ain't knocking nobody up, but I want y'all to subscribe to me.
But you can put like May Thomas such and such.
You know what? I'm gonna put my birth year. I'm gonna put
May
Thomas.
Do that.
Okay, y'all. So okay, listen, be ready to look out because I am gonna change it. Okay, so instead of just May Thomas, I'm gonna put. May Thomas
78. That's the year she was born, y'all.
May Thomas 78. So I want you guys. Dang, I'm loving it. So yeah, May Thomas 78. It will be my YouTube channel. It's already on, but I'm gonna change it so you guys can find it and won't have trouble with that. Okay. So and thank you ahead of time.
I want to make one like a solo YouTube channel, but I don't know where to begin. I don't know what my content would be. That's what I'm having trouble with that.
She loves animals, y'all. Y'all,
but I just don't want to sit there and record my
but
cats
I told her,
and dolls.
You don't have to do it by, you know, animals, but you can start off with hi, you know, for the first your first video be like, hi, I'm Quan, such and such.
And be like,
I love animals. These are my babies, you know, blah, 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 blah. What else you like? Blah,
I'll be like blah, this. Blah. Welcome back to my channel. Well, no, I'll be like, welcome back to my YouTube channel. This is Quan Life or Pet Life.
Is that Mother Hubbard? No, but yeah, see, Quan even has the voice, y'all. My voice is a little deeper than Quan. So she actually sounds like she belongs on, you know, these things.
Not to me, I don't.
Yeah, well, to me, yeah, because you're like, hi, I'm Quan. And listen
hi,
to me.
Welcome back to my YouTube channel.
Okay, listen to me. Hi, I'm May. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. No, that's me. My voice is just plain, but you can get your voice
raise
up there.
It up some.
Okay, listen. Hi, I'm May. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. It still sounds. Y'all go check out my channel. It's going to be May Thomas 78, y'all. And I appreciate that.
Go check it out, y'all. Y'all, before we get ready to go, we want to touch on something that somebody in the podcast group sent us.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start, we just want to let everybody know that this channel is for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We don't single nobody out.
No.
We don't play the race card.
Nope.
We don't do none of that.
Nope.
We talk about whatever's in the news and we talk about the real stuff.
Yeah.
And what we see and what we go through.
Yeah.
You know, especially as being, you know, African-American people.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that too.
Yeah.
But we don't pull up the race card.
No.
I'm not going to call the person name. But we're going to let, you know, our listener know that we don't
pull the race card.
Pull the race card.
And we tell you guys this almost every time we end, especially if we've been talking about something. But we tell everybody that we love all people. We are people persons.
That's
okay?
Right.
We don't discriminate against no person of color.
Sure
but
don't.
We do have our opinions about different things that we hear in the news and things like that. And what, you know, being women of color and. We can kind of see a different perspective that maybe a non-person of color can't see. And we're just strictly giving our opinions, but we absolutely love everybody. And you could take that to the bank.
Uh-huh. And if you listen to our show, you can tell, you know, we're not single nobody out.
No.
We love everybody.
Yes.
No matter what color you are.
Yeah, because that's what God wants us to do. He tells us to love. To love. And that's what we're about. And if we want to love, if we love God, and then hate somebody because they're black or they're white or they're Spanish, whatever, then we are not really truly loving God.
That's right. So
and we truly love God. So we don't have no hate.
Yeah, so we just want to touch on that, because when I read that, I was like, what? I was like, nah, he playing or whatever.
But he did say best of luck.
Yeah, I mean, he gave us some good,
you know,
his feedback and stuff.
And we want feedback.
When he got up to a certain part of the show, he thought we was pulling a race card, but we wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
No, so we just want to let y'all know that we don't roll like that.
No. Mm-mm.
Not in my family.
And I'm going to tell you right now, we're rolled by people who act like that.
Yeah.
Because we don't deal with no racist stuff. Somebody racist, look, if you can't see eye to eye with somebody and love people for the color of their skin, then, we're going to roll by you, because God made us all and he didn't make no mistake.
That's right.
Nobody's a mistake, okay? Let me just tell you that right now. No matter what color they are, they're not a mistake. God wanted you to be that color, you're that color. Now, actions are different. When somebody do things that are out of character or out of the will of God or whatever, then, you're going to have opinions about these people, okay? And that's simply what we were doing, just having opinions.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. But no hate, y'all.
That's all. So, no race car be pulled over here. We just talk about what's true.
Yeah, what's
true. We truthful.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sit here and sugarcoat nothing.
But, Quan, we do enjoy the feedback.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
whether,
I do.
You know, whether their opinion matches up with ours or they disagree with us, we still want to hear it.
Yeah.
We want to hear it.
It just kind of was shocking when he said that we pulled a race card.
Well,
we really didn't. But we do enjoy the feedback.
Yeah,
we do. And, that's the only thing that he said that was kind of shocking, but he gave us some, good feedback.
Yeah.
He just said that.
And I'm not mad at you.
No. We're not mad at him and stuff.
No.
So, when we do it, I'd be kind of expecting to get some kind of negative stuff.
Well, yeah.
Because you're going to have to take the good with the bad.
You know what? Everybody's got a different opinion. And nobody's opinion is ever going to be exactly the same.
Nope.
And that's life. And you can't get mad and upset just because somebody is, disagreeing with you. That's life. And you can't get mad. That's their opinion. They're voicing it. You have your voice, yours. So.
And I didn't get mad. No. We didn't get mad.
No, we all about
we
positive.
Just took
I
it.
Told y'all once before, way back
and
up in this time.
And back in a good, positive way.
Yeah, we positive vibes only. Telling you, baby. Positive vibes only.
Positive vibes.
Hey, y'all.
Only.
Y'all listen. I'm finna give y'all this little rendition.
She finna get ready to sing now, y'all, because it almost time to wrap up the show.
And
so
I gotta give y'all this little rendition.
So y'all, get ready for May and her Christmas song. What song you doing?
I'm not doing the whole song, but I'm doing It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Oh, I thought you were gonna do Oh Holy Night, since that's your favorite song.
It is my favorite, but you know what, y'all? It is warm. I mean, well, it's fairly warm. We don't have the coldest weather here. So, singing these songs, like, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Only when we go to the shopping malls and the stores and we see a whole bunch of Christmas stuff, then, we get that feeling it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah.
When we turn the lights on. Okay, here we go. But here we go. I'm going to do a little bit of this.
Here we go.
Here we go, y'all.
Use your throat right.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and the silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that would be on your own front door. Thank you. Oh my goodness, thank you. Thank you, Quan.
There you have it.
She's my biggest fan.
Like on May, I thought it was Mariah Carey singing, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it.
I thought that was Mariah.
Y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed that, because I hope
dang,
you guys.
I was like, dang, I'm sending this to Mariah Carey.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it. Y'all, hope y'all like that. Y'all, I'm trying to get out all my shiny soul, because, I want to be a YouTube sensation.
I can't remember the Christmas lyrics like that.
Girl, I just pulled it up on Google. I pulled it up on Google, y'all. I can't, honey. If I want to do a rendition of a
Christmas song, stuff to a Christmas song. When I'm trying to sing a Christmas song straight up, I be adding words.
Y'all know it. Everybody do that. Because, you know, as long as these Christmas songs been in the world and we of age and we've been listening to them forever, do you know that some of us still cannot get all the words to the song?
True. Yeah. And do y'all know that I think I'm the only one who still don't know all the reindeer's name?
No, come on.
I don't know.
Uh-oh, she put a challenge up. Okay.
I don't know all the reindeer. Right,
I got to do it, y'all. I got to do it. Let me see if I can test my knowledge. Okay, Dasher, Prancing, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and how many is it?
Rudolph?
Eight reindeer?
I think so. Pull it up on your phone.
Y'all, come on.
Rudolph.
Rudolph would be seven. I think it's eight of them. Oh, my goodness.
Can you said Comet, right?
I said Comet, Donner, Blitzen, Cupid.
Prancer.
What is she doing? Right? She messed me up. She messed me up. She don't mess my challenge.
I don't know.
She don't mess my challenge up. Nah, y'all finna go.
Deer's name.
We finna get these deer's name before we get off this podcast because she'll mess me up. Y'all. I was on a roll. She talking about Prancer.
Prancer. Isn't it Prancer?
Prancer.
Comet is one name.
Donner.
Blitzen. And Rudolph.
We feel like you're missing
the most famous reindeer of all.
Hey, go y'all don't know what
Rudolph the red nose.
I'm finna get her now, y'all. Here it go. All right, I'm gonna be Santa. There are eight reindeers. All right, I'm gonna be Santa right now.
We'll be Santa.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancing, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. Dash away, y'all. Rudolph, get over here. We'll be leaving.
Santa don't say that.
Rudolph would be the ninth addition because the sleigh had the deers already there, right? So Rudolph came later and it was a snowstorm that night, right? So Santa needed somebody to guide the sleigh through the night. Remember, he already had all the deers.
Oh, May, we know the story to the
okay.
story.
So he would be the ninth deer. Okay. So yeah, that's it. The eight deers plus Rudolph would make nine. See, I had it right. I had Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner. I think I named them all. Y'all let me know if I did on the first try. And Blitzen, y'all let me know because I think I had got them.
Well, don't ask me to name them.
And the most famous reindeer of all.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
Very nice, very
then
nice.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. You'll go down in his story. Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody that is out there.
Thank you.
In this podcast world. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To all. And to all a good night. It is actually getting night right now.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, so you guys, thanks for listening and joining us again on another podcast.
Thank you guys for tuning in to us. Me and May Talk With Us podcast. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you very much.
For showing love.
Yes.
Once again, thank you, Kira.
Yes, Miss Moore.
For your
thank
love.
You.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your support. Thank you for following us. And thank you for being
a faithful listener.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Till then, I am your girl, Quan.
And I'm your girl, May.
And you have been listening to Talk With Us.
Mm-hmm.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
Yes, until then.
Love you.
Love you. And.
Hey, y'all be safe.
Don't forget my YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, don't forget to subscribe to her YouTube channel.
And to all the other help me out, Corn. I'm getting tired, tongue.
Podcasters,
all the other podcasters on no social media.
Like Miss Kira Moore.
Yeah, don't forget to subscribe to Miss Kira Moore, The Perspective Matters. Y'all, she does a great podcast.
Go check her out.
So until then,
we
ladies
love y'all.
And gentlemen,
y'all stay safe, y'all be safe. Blessed, and y'all have a wonderful, safe, blessed Christmas. Love you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you.